Welcome into the Rebound Rundown. Today is Wednesday, March 6th, 2024. I'm your host, Paul Frichtner, and this is your Daily Digest college basketball show covering the local Cincinnati area teams every Monday through Friday. Cincinnati was the only local team last night, and it was a crushing loss again for the Bearcats, 74-71 to Oklahoma in overtime. This was a game that Cincinnati, at one point, led by as many as 13, but Oklahoma climbed back. They win at home, and just the story of the season for Cincinnati, these close games that the Bearcats aren't able to close out. It's just time and again you tune into a Cincinnati game, and now, to be fair, against Kansas State the other day, Simos Lukosha steps up, hits a three, and they beat Kansas State. But that's coming off a three-game losing streak that includes that four-point loss to Oklahoma State. You have the close one at home to Houston, the close one on the road to West Virginia. I mean, on and on. If you've been following Cincinnati, you know that that's the story of the Big 12 season. The Bearcats are completely off the bubble now. If they were even barely on it going into this game, there's no hope for Cincinnati outside of winning the Big 12 tournament. So basically, Cincinnati and Xavier, the two powerhouse programs here in the Queen City, they're both going to have to win the conference tournament to get in to the big dance. Cincinnati sitting at 17-13 overall on the season, 6-11 in Big 12 play. Saturday is senior night at Fifth Third Arena. They'll be hosting West Virginia in that game. But just to wrap up this one against Oklahoma, Cincinnati led it by one at halftime, and then Oklahoma, Cincinnati, they battle all the way down the stretch in the second half until Oklahoma is able to hit some clutch shots. Azeez Bandego actually had a chance to win the game with about 3.5-4 seconds remaining in regulation. Cincinnati was down by a point. They missed a shot. Azeez Bandego went up for a rebound, got fouled on the rebound, and only made one of the two free throws. That sent it to overtime, and that's where Oklahoma took care of business. John Newman had 15, Jizzle James had 16, Dan Skillings had 13, and Simos Lukosius finished with 10 on 3 of 10 shooting from the floor. Dan Skillings was 5 of 14, John Newman 6 of 16, Jizzle James, he was 50% from the floor, 7 of 14 on the night. So that's Cincinnati. Now we turn our attention to tonight. Xavier is at Butler, the Musketeers 2.5-point underdogs at Hinkle Fieldhouse. This game tips off at 7:30 on CBS Sports Network, and it's an important one for the Musketeers as far as Big East standings go. If Xavier has any hope of pulling off a miracle run next week at Madison Square Garden and winning the Big East tournament, which sounds crazy to say, but there's always hope in March, if they have any hope of doing that, it really starts with winning this game at Butler. The Bulldogs are locked into the 8-9 game at 4 o'clock at MSG. If Xavier loses this game to Butler, that basically means the Musketeers are also locked into that game. That's one that Xavier and Butler fans are very familiar with. They've played in it against each other two of the last three seasons, played in it in 2022. Xavier lost that game in overtime. They also played it in 2021. If Xavier is able to win this game tonight against Butler and get a little help, there is a realistic chance that Xavier could move all the way up to potentially the sixth seed. And that would mean that depending on how things shake out the rest of the way, you could be looking at playing DePaul on Wednesday night and then potentially Marquette, Creighton, or even Seton Hall on Thursday in the quarterfinals. And that opens up an entirely different route of scenarios that could happen. So before you get to that point, though, Xavier has to beat Butler on Wednesday night at Hinkle. The Musketeers have already beaten Butler once this season. It came back on January 16th, an 85-71 win for Xavier. The second local game tonight, I'm not going to spend too much time on this one. 9 o'clock, Kentucky hosting Vanderbilt. The Wildcats, 18.5-point favorites. This one on the SEC Network. Vanderbilt, one of the worst teams in the SEC right now. Kentucky just needs to flat out take care of business. This is a game where if you're the Wildcats, you leave no doubt. Don't let Vanderbilt hang around. The Commodores are 207th on KenPom. They did beat Arkansas on February 27th, but they just have 3 wins in SEC play and 8 wins overall in the season. Don't leave any doubt if you're Kentucky. just win this one by as many points as you can. KenPom has them as 20-point favorites. Yeah, and that sounds about right. So that's your local action. Let's take a look at what happened around the country on Tuesday night. Purdue and Illinois. Purdue beat Illinois 77-71 in a very fun game. And if we're in the trust tree, I paid for Peacock to watch this game. I know. I did it, though. I paid for Peacock to watch this game, and it was a fun one. Purdue wins by 6. It was back and forth down the stretch. The under 4 media timeout. You didn't know who was going to win the game. It was a great one in Champaign, but Purdue just too much for Illinois. Zach Edey, 28 points. Elsewhere around the country, South Florida over Tulane by 13. Syracuse lost to Clemson by 15. I don't know why, but Syracuse had kind of picked up a little steam in a bubble conversation, maybe just because their name is Syracuse. They have no reason to be in the bubble conversation, and that loss to Clemson really seals that off. Providence beat Georgetown 71-58. Georgetown hung around in this one, but Providence was able to kind of keep them at arm's length. North Carolina by 33 over Notre Dame. Texas Tech beat Oklahoma State 75-58. Kansas over Kansas State by 22, 90-68. Pitt by 15 over Florida State. Dayton rebounds with a nice win on the road at St. Louis, 100-83. In the Big East, St. John's over DePaul, 104-77. Auburn over Missouri, 101-74. A lot of points scored last night overall. And in the Mountain West, Nevada upsets Boise State at Boise State, and UNLV gets the win over San Diego State, 62-58. It's always a little sad when the Mountain West regular season wraps up. You know, you get into such a rhythm over the last couple of months of, you know, watching the Big East on FS1, and then you have a Big Ten game mixed in there somewhere. You have the SEC, but then the Mountain West at 11 o'clock, that late night game in the Mountain West always brings you home. You're recording the rebound rundown and it's winding down for the night. You can always count on a game at New Mexico or Boise State, something to get the juices flowing. But it's March, time to move on to the conference tournaments. And so shout out to you, Mountain West. A heck of a season. Great season. And I hope you have some success in March, because a lot of people that don't watch a lot of the Mountain West, they hate on you. But hopefully this year, you back it up on the heels of San Diego State last year, make it to the national championship game. Hopefully the whole conference has a nice March this year. One other bubble score I should point out, Wake Forest took a horrible home loss to Georgia Tech, 70-69. That may have burst Wake Forest's bubble as far as an at-large conversation goes. Tonight, around the country, taking a look, Villanova is at Seton Hall. That game at 6:30. Seton Hall, 1.5-point favorites. Pirates have had a lot of trouble with Villanova recently, and you heard me talk about Xavier and their opportunities potentially to shift around in the Big East tournament bracket. If Xavier was to win tonight and Seton Hall was to win tonight, you could be talking about some serious, serious things for Xavier as far as the Big East tournament bracket goes, but Get there first. Let these games play out. Houston is on the road at UCF. Top-ranked Cougars going to the Golden Knights. LSU is at Arkansas. Tennessee, 4th-ranked Volunteers on the road at 17th-ranked South Carolina. TCU is at West Virginia. UConn, 2nd-ranked Huskies at number 8 Marquette. But remember, Marquette is without Tyler Kolek. 20th-ranked BYU is at number 6, Iowa State. Indiana is at Minnesota. And in the late night at 9:30, Utah State is at San Jose State. I will be at Hinkle Fieldhouse. So you just heard me talk about the Mountain West. I will be at Hinkle Fieldhouse, so I won't be able to get that fill-in of the Mountain West in the late night. Looking forward to being at Hinkle for the Xavier Butler game. Always a fun one out there. All right, time for Paul's Pick of the Day. You heard me go through the trap games on yesterday's segment, and I picked the wrong trap game. I was leaning to Purdue, but I thought on the road at Illinois, wasn't sure they'd be able to cover in that one. So I instead opted for Alabama covering against Florida, and boy, oh boy, was that a mistake. Purdue wins outright. Alabama gets absolutely smacked around by Florida. The final score, 105-87. Gators win that game. So let's rebound. Let's go with Seton Hall minus one at home against Villanova. I think this is a good spot for the Pirates. I think they finally get it done against Villanova in a game that they really need to win. The place will be rocking. Give me Seton Hall minus one. That game tipping off at 6:30. All right, everybody, that'll do it for today's Rebound Rundown. Enjoy your Wednesday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.